Hello, my lovely people. How are you? I am so happy that you are here. And also, I'm so happy that I am back because it's been a while. And oh my God, I miss you guys. How are you? I hope that you are doing great. I hope that you are safe and sound and healthy. I hope that you are living your best life. If you do hear a little bit of noise, it's my cat. He's just, you know, playing and enjoying her playful time with her son. So beautiful to watch. So, I am here. I just wanted to say that it's been a long time and I am taking a time off from podcasting, from all of those stuff. I'm just literally just creating content. Trying to work with brands, and I have such an amazing art and such amazing collaborations coming in the near future. I'm just so happily existing. I'm so happy with the life that I have right now. Even before, I always had this aura of contentment and joyfulness, but I always had something missing, you know. I always had a missing piece. Oh, you know, it's taken time. Why the things that I would love to attract are not manifesting themselves in my existence, in my reality? Why is it taking me so long, and so on and so forth? So I just want to tell you, this is not a podcast or a 30 minute or a 1 hour usual self-care queens podcast, but I promise I will be back very, very soon for probably weekly episodes or something even more. But if you didn't really you know, keep up with my content, you should go to my Instagram and, you know, to my YouTube channel to find more about what I'm doing right now. I am in a such delicate and feminine, highly charged feminine position, natural way of being, whatever you want to call it. And I just feel amazing. And I'm going to share a lot more in the future podcasts. I know, you know, in a YouTube video, you just cannot really like express yourself fully and say everything because it's going to be so long. And, you know, people are not going to focus, and they don't have the time usually. So podcasting, you know, as usual, if you are in your job, in whatever, in your car, I don't know, taking time off, you can just like just, you know, play this podcast and I will be here with you, and for you to just like see and have a look on how it is to share and to hear my content, because I love sharing with you guys. So that's it for today. I know this is mega short, and the cats are still fighting. It's just so beautiful to watch. She's just teaching her son how to play. She's teaching her son a lot of techniques, hunting, and I've watched this process since he was a baby, like a small kitten, until he's now, like, he's not fully developed, but he's just still very, very fairly small. She's teaching him how to hunt and gather, and that's amazing. Even though her Mr. Cat is not present, he is a female, and she's teaching him how to hunt and gather, which is a very masculine trait. Because if you're, I don't know, the animal kingdom, hey, they have a different dynamic, but it's so beautiful to watch. And I'm allergic to cats, but I love watching it from afar. You know, they don't come near me or something like that, even though she's very, they're fighting right now. Even though it's just so Cats want to be intimate and they don't love to be touchy-feely. I love that, but I'm allergic. I cannot really give her access to my lap or give her access to my to my bed because she is going to spread her hair all over my house, and we don't need that. So I love you so much. I promise we will be back with more feminine talks, more amazing. I love this energy. I know you can feel it. I know you can feel it. But I am fully right now in the moment, fully embracing my divine feminine self and the self-love tasks, the self-love process, the self-love practices that I'm using, that I'm doing every day. They're just so amazing. I know men who listen to me, because I have like a large audience, which is, hey, naturally speaking, men, male, whatever, whether you identify yourself as, you know, typically a man who is have masculine traits, or you're a trans or whatever, I don't judge. You're welcomed. Everybody's welcome here. I know I don't give male tips on how to be, you know, a man, because that's not, because I'm not a man. Even though I do have a small percentage of masculine traits, just like every other woman, and just like every other man have feminine traits, just small, you know, part of him that has a feminine part and feminine trait. You can learn, sure, but I can only speak about the feminine part of it, you know, and how you can learn from my podcast, my content, my YouTube videos, to be a better man to yourself, first of all, to know how to deal with women in your life, I was gonna say your husband, your wife, your mother, your mother-in-law, your daughters, all of that. So when you actually understand how feminine women, that's what I talk about, because I don't want to be very harsh and I don't want to be judgmental. A lot of women are not in the phase of full femininity, and they are still in a very masculine, I don't know how to say it. I don't want to seem harsh or judgmental, really, because I do respect that we all have phases in life and cycles. So those type of women, they didn't mature yet into their femininity, and it has nothing to do with your age. I came across women in their 50s, women even in their 70s who are not feminine, and I know women in their 20s and in their 30s, and as we can also witness toddlers, you know, and little daughters of us, and you know, our daughters and our girls, they actually perform the feminine arts very naturally. Of course, having a feminine mother does help with creating and giving the blueprint for your daughter to witness, because kids actually learn from behavior, not from what you're saying. So that's a whole other module. I will talk about that in the future, I promise. I just love you all so much, really, really. I know, like, I have a large male audience. They found me. Actually, I receive this on a daily basis. I have like 80% male audience, which is like, okay, like, I understand men. Find me attractive. They want to listen to how I speak, to what I'm saying. So everybody's welcomed. But personally, I wish I can get a, let's say, 60% women, 40% men, because in general, you know, and even diving deep into what I'm doing my content is pretty much destined for mainly, you know, we all can learn from each other, for women. So let's just pray that the algorithms will, you know, help me to reach my targeted audience. If you didn't know, I also have a TikTok. It's called Lady EGG. Okay, you will find it in my About Me section in my YouTube channel. You'll find it in my Instagram. So yes, you can go there, follow me. I'm not very crazy on TikTok, even though I have crazy moments, because I love sometimes to just like be, I don't know, like what I mean by crazy is that I just love to not be restricted with the rule, or you're supposed to do this and do that and just have fun and just, you know, sometimes be just like spontaneous, you know. So yes, you can enjoy those TikToks. I also talk a lot about femininity and hypergamy and all of those amazing stuff. So yes, I love you all so much. I really have to go, and I'm enjoying my grapes right now. I always have fruits. Always have fruits. I'm enjoying the grapes in my mouth, and I will see you in the next one. Please take care, and yeah, peace.